Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn 134. But now let's review what we learned last time.
Have you just made a new film, Miss Marsh?
Yes, I have.
Are you going to make another?
No, I'm not.I'm going to retire. I feel very tired. I don't want to make another film for a long time. Let's buy a newspaper, Liz. Listen to this. Karen Marsh, Sensational News, by our reporter, Alan Jones.Karen Marsh arrived at London Airport today. She was wearing a blue dress and a mink coat. She told me she had just made a new film. She said she was not going to make another. She said she was going to retire.She told reporters she felt very tired and didn't want to make another film for a long time. I wonder why.
So, from the last lesson, we can know when you want to share something with others, you need to know the direct speech and the indirect speech. And how can they transfer? Now, let's learn it together.今天我们要讲的就是直接引语和间接引语，以及直接引语和间接引语之间的转换。好，请来看表格。第一个例句 ，She said, "I like tennis." She said that she liked tennis. 请观察这两句话，左边的句子有引号，右边的句子显然没有引号，只有一个句号。那左边像这种形式的句子表示自己在说的内容，那么把他说的话用引号引起来，我们就叫它直接引语。而右边是用于转述给别的人的，那么没有引号就是间接引语。再观察，在引号里的第一人称到了间接引语里面变成了第几人称呢？对了，它要跟主语的人称保持一致。所以 she said I like tennis 就变成了 she said that she liked tennis。 所以我们有一个口诀，就是一随主，第一人称要随主语保持一致。请看第二句话， He said to Lily, "You must get up early." He told Lily that she must get up early. 在这一句话中，直接引语是 you must get up early， 而间接引语中换成了 she must get up early。 那我们就可以看到括号内的第二人称在变化时要与宾语保持一致，所以我们会说二随宾，也就是 you 要随着原来主句中的宾语保持一致。第三个句型，She said to me, they want to help him. She told me that they wanted to help him. 我们可以看到的是，直接引语中的 they 在间接引语中并没有变化，所以我们的口诀是三不变。当直接引语和间接引语进行转换的时候，我们要注意的是人称变化，一随主，二随宾，三不变。除了在变化人称时要注意，同样我们也需要考虑它的时态的变化。请看下面的两个例句。第一， He says, I will do it tomorrow. He said that he will do it tomorrow. 如果主句的谓语动词是现在时，直接引语变成间接引语时，从句的时态无需变化。但是如果主句的谓语动词是一个一般过去时，那么在变化时 主句和从句的时态就要认真思考，要做出相应的改变了。请看下面的表格。直接引语时态，如果直接引语是一般现在时，那么间接引语就要变成一般过去时。如果主句直接引语是现在进行时，那么间接引语就要变成过去进行时。同样，现在完成时要变去过去完成时，一般过去时变成过去完成时，那过去完成时则保持不变，一般将来时变成过去将来时。好，当然所有的事情都有一个例外，请看，当直接引语如果表示的是客观事实或者是真理的时候，那么在变化的时候时态是不需要变化的。当然，第二种情况，当引语中的时间状语表示过去某一时间的时候，谓语动词的时态也不需要改变。好了，那我们直接引语变成间接引语主要分为三大类，也就是说，直接引语为陈述句时怎么变，直接引语为疑问句，其中包括一般疑问句和特殊疑问句两种句型。第三，直接引语如何变？直接引语为祈使句的时候怎么变？那我们今天只讲前两种，请看第一种，直接引语是陈述句的时候，那我们怎么变间接引语呢？其实只需要加上连词 that 即可，而通常 that 常被省略。For example, he often says China is great. She often says that China is great.Tom says, I'm a student. Tom says that he is a student. He says, I leave my book in the room. He said that he left his book in the room. 如果直接引语是一个一般疑问句，那么我们要用连词 whether 或者是 if 来引导，而原句中的谓语动词 say 要变成 ask。其语序也要调整成陈述句语序。Now let's look at the example. He said, Do you have any difficulty in pronunciation? He asked me whether I had any difficulties in my pronunciation. He said, You are interested in English, aren't you? He asked me whether I was interested in English.好，请看下面的例句。Do you know my name? She asked me whether I knew her name. Do you like English? She asked me whether I liked English. Are you at home yesterday? She asked me whether I was at home the day before. Are you ready?She asked me whether I was ready. Can you help me? She asked me whether I could help her. 那么在直接引语变间接引语中，请注意情态动词的变化。Can 变成 could, can't, couldn't, will, would, may, might, won't, wouldn't, going to, would.注意的是，大多数情况下 if 和 whether 都可以互换，但是句子如果是 or 出现了，那或是放在介词后面做连词，只能用 whether。 For example, He asked, Do you speak English or French? He asked me whether I spoke English or French. I asked, Would you take bus or take train?I asked whether I would take a bus or take a train. Is she all right? They cried out. They cried out whether she is all right. 好，那我们下面来看的是特殊疑问句又是怎样变化的呢？首先，我们要保留特殊疑问词作为连接词，同样要把语序改成陈述句语序。请看例句。He said to me,What's your name? He asked me what my name was. He asked us How many cinemas have been built in your country? He asked us how many cinemas had been built in our country. 请看练习。What are you doing? She asked me what I was doing. Why do you like English? He asked me why I liked English. Where does he live? She asked me where I lived. Where does she go to school? She asked me where she went to school.How does she went to school? She asked me how she went to school. 好，现在就让我们走进第134课。
Lesson 134. Repetition drill. Lesson 134. Do not open your book.Listen. Do not speak.
I'm tired. What did he say?
He said he was tired. I'm reading.
What did she tell you? She told me she was reading. I want to leave. What did he say?
He said he wanted to leave.I don't want to go to the cinema.
What did she tell you? She told me she didn't want to go to the cinema.
Now you answer the questions. Ready?
I'm tired. What did he say?
He said he was tired. I'm reading.
What did she tell you? She told me she was reading. I want to leave. What did he say?
He said he wanted to leave. I don't want to go to the cinema.
What did she tell you? She told me she didn't want to go to the cinema.It's expensive. What did he say?
He said it was expensive. Mom is waiting for you.
What did she tell you? He told me Tom was waiting for me. Alice feels tired. What did he say?
He said Alice felt tired. It isn't urgent.
What did she tell you? She told me it wasn't urgent. I'm not joking. What did he say?
He said he wasn't joking. The children aren't hungry.
What did she tell you?He told me the children weren't hungry.
第134课，上帝早已说过，人无法知道未来的事情，但是有些有智慧的人根据人性顽固不化的罪性，可以精准地预测某些事件未来的走向。正如美国宪法的撰写者们那样说，如果人性不变，那么根据人性而制定的美国宪法就无需改变，但是他们毕竟是人，不是上帝。唯有上帝知道未来，甚至安排未来所有事情的发生和发展。主耶稣岂不早就告诉我们，我是初，我是终吗？所以我们应当仔细地聆听主耶稣在圣经里告诉我们的话语，并认真思考我们应当如何根据上帝的话语调整自己三观，决定自己的为人处事。这样做的人就是主耶稣称颂的真正的有智慧的人。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人， 把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。这样做的智慧人使自己的生命得益处，但是传扬主耶稣话语的人则使更多的人得智慧，使更多的人更有智慧地面对未来，甚至面对末日审判。这样说话行事的人才是基督的门徒、基督徒。主承诺与他们同在，直到末日。让我们祷告。主啊，你是真理，感谢你又赐真理的灵给我们，预备我们每天面对的挑战。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。